And this is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Rich Lowry, editor of National Review. For his most recent syndicated column, Rich has explained why he believes the Cash for Clunkers program is just another government spending boondoggle. And Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You ask an important question early on in your column, and that's why if the government's so excited about Americans spending money on cars, why not for furniture and TVs and other kitchen appliances and so forth? You also kind of answer the question. Explain for our listeners why you think there's the discrepancy there.
Well, this is obviously picking winners and losers, because if you want to boost retail spending, you could do it on any number of other products. But the fact is the auto industry is politically connected in a way that other industries aren't. The federal government owns one automaker in the case of GM, and the United Auto Workers are extremely politically influential, as are the car dealerships. So they're getting this special benefiting from the special retail bribery from the federal government.
Just the other day, we spoke with Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter, who is staunchly opposed to the stimulus plan, staunchly opposed to the bailout from last year for Wall Street. But he was in favor of helping the auto industry, although not in favor of the bankruptcy orders. And he likes this program. And here's how he reacts to your opposition and really opposition from his fellow conservatives in the House to Cash for Clunkers.
Well, I think they're making the mistake, the fact, number one, we took this out of the existing stimulus program. This was a new appropriation in addition to that. Secondly, selling cars, moving houses, these are things that help keep people employed. These are things that are going to help stimulate the economy. So I think that what they should be looking at is the success of getting people to come out and make second largest consumer purchase they can make outside of a home. And rather than criticize a plan that has worked, they should continue to support trying to have this program be successful.
A couple of points there, I guess, Rich. Number one, it's popular, so we should support it. Number two, it's impacting the economy in a positive way. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's a bit of an illusion. I mean, I understand why a Michigan congressman would be in favor of this thing, because it's benefiting a big part of Michigan's economy. But the fact is, the experts have looked at this, say you're basically just stealing demand from the future or from the past. In other words, people either delay their purchases they would make anyway in order to take advantage of this rebate, or they're making purchases now that they might have made a couple months from now or next year to take advantage of the rebate. So you may be only at the extreme margin actually increasing the number of cars purchased. What you're really doing mostly is kind of shifting around the time when people are going to be purchasing cars. So it feels great here in July, well, we're now in August, but during the month of July when dealers reported such a surge in sales, I mean, that's wonderful for them when they've, you know, been so far down over the last year or so. But it's a bit of illusion. They will lose sales down the line because of this program.
There's the line that we talked about a moment ago, why isn't the government helping other sectors of the economy? Then there's the flip side of that. Why are they helping anyone?
Well, I mean, that's right. The problem is with programs of this nature that $1, $2, $3 billion, whatever it ends up being, and I wouldn't be surprised if it even gets extended beyond $3 billion at some point, because dealers in the car industry are going to become addicted to this thing. It comes from somewhere. That money is not conjured out of thin air. The government has to take it from someone, and it takes it out of the economy. So again, it's really borrowing from the future, because you're going to have to raise taxes eventually to pay for that $3 billion in supposed stimulus and to pay for all the rest of the stimulus. So again, it might feel good now, but it doesn't mean it's wise or far-sighted economic policy. It, in fact, means the opposite.
Congressman McCotter points out that the money will come from the stimulus package. Is there any chance that this will actually be more valuably spent money than what was already called for in the stimulus package?
I think it's all mostly wasteful. Look, infrastructure projects can be useful if they actually are efficient and, you know, make it easier for people to get around. But the problem is this process has been so rushed and is so inherently politicized that I think you're seeing a lot of wasteful spending. And the reason why the clunkers thing is actually popular is because it's tangible in a way the rest of the stimulus spending hasn't been. So with the Obama administration seeing the numbers and poll numbers for the stimulus sinking, they're fastening on to this one program that actually is popular and is very tangible in dealerships across America.
So Republicans been sucked in by this, or are they just being a little bit intellectually sloppy here?
Well, I think politically it's just really hard to oppose it, because these dealerships are all across America. They love this thing. It's helping them, as they say, move metal off the showroom floor. So I think Republicans are going to be very hard-pressed to discontinue this thing, although I think they should.
Rich, fascinating. Thank you so much for your time, as always.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Rich Lowry is editor of National Review. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.